It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild, and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. She said I'd never seen the Vegas lights, spun the wheel or rolled the dice. We doubled down on a crazy night just to say we did. We didn't have no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild, and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did, just to say we did. Let's raise our hands up to the sky. Stay on this roller coaster ride. Just to say we did, just to feel alive. Let's take a leap of faith to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild, and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did.
You're listening to Dakota Country, KOKK in Huron.
With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports, KOKK. Busy Friday last night, home opener for Huron Tiger basketball. In fact, the season opener for the Huron Tiger boys. First ever meeting with T-Area, the newest member of the ESD. The teams came out with the split last night. Huron Tiger girls moved to 2-0 on the season. They built a big lead, held off a fourth quarter rally by T-Area, and defeated the Titans 43-39. Huron led by 13 going into the fourth quarter, and the T-Area went on a 13-0 run to tie it. But then two scores late, a driving basket on an out-of-bounds play by Hilton Hines to take the lead. And then Allison Janes added two free throws in the final 10 seconds to make it a two-possession game. And Huron wins it 43-39. Hines led Huron in scoring with 16 points, and Janes added 10. Tiger girls are 2-0 to start the season. In the boys' game, T-Area only trailed once, and that was in the first 2 minutes of the game. They built a lead up to 14 at one time. Huron got within four in the fourth quarter, but T-Area held on for a 69-63 win. For Huron, Blake Elwine, 26 points. He was 13 of 19, shooting free throws, pulled down 9 rebounds as well. Anderson Porish added 17 points, and Miles Elwine off the bench had 11 as the Tiger boys open 0-1. Other scores, girls basketball, Dubrook defeated DeSmit 46-33. In boys basketball, Iroquois Lake Preston 43, Old Ham Ramona Rutland 35, DeSmit 53, Dubrook 38. Roncalli defeated Redfield 63-34. A lot of double-A scores last night. Girls, Roosevelt edged Jefferson 44-42. Washington blasted Lincoln 73-39. Brookings defeated Watertown 55-49 overtime. Vermilion, top-ranked in Class A, defeated Mitchell 41-24. Aberdeen 39, Rapid City Central 26. Stevens defeated Pierre 64-30. Double-A boys, Jefferson 69, Roosevelt 56, Rapid City Central 61, Aberdeen 58. Pierre defeated Stevens 52-41, Lincoln 65, Washington 55. Brandon Valley defeated O'Gorman 54-49, Watertown rolled over Brookings 78-45. Wrestling, the Rapid City Invitational got its start yesterday. Huge tournament, bigger than a state tournament, with teams coming in from four or five states. Results for the Huron girls: Shaylee Saw at 107, went 2-1 yesterday, lost in the quarterfinals. Reva McGaw at 114, went 4-1. She's still alive in the Wrestlebacks. Saigley at 132, went 3-2 yesterday. Huron boys: Brady Meyer at 132, Tegan Lean at 144, each had two wins. Looked like that was one short of placing. Handful of college basketball scores from yesterday. Men's scores: Colorado defeated South Dakota State 81-70. Bemidji edged Northern 72-70. Women's score: Northern 77, Bemidji 60. Here's the look at the schedule for today. Wrestling, the Rapid City Invite will continue. Gymnastics, they are at the Aberdeen Invitational today. Basketball doubleheaders today and season openers, I think, for just about everybody. Sunshine Bibles at Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Hitchcock Tulare's at Ipswich. Miller is at Cheyenne Eagle Butte. Jones County is at Highmore Herald. Boys hockey today: Huron is at Yankton today. Tomorrow, Mitchell comes to Huron. And, of course, college football today. The quarterfinals of the FCS playoffs. South Dakota State will host Incarnate Word of Texas. Starts at 11 o'clock this morning. University of South Dakota will host Cal Davis this afternoon in Vermilion. Couple other notes to pass along. Registration is open currently for the spring baseball season. Registration is online. The link can be found on the Huron Little League Facebook page. Spring baseball is open for 8th through 12th graders. There will be a parent meeting next Wednesday, 6 o'clock at the Campus Center. Again, this meeting is for spring ball only. The summer parent meeting will be held after the first of the year. Huron Hockey Association will hold an alumni game on Saturday, December 28th. That's 2 weeks from today at Bergman. It'll be a full day of hockey. Rink will open at 1 o'clock for regular league games, with Bantams, JV, and Varsity playing. Alumni game will start at 8 o'clock. The locker rooms will be available. Three 30-minute games. First game will be odd-numbered year graduates versus even-numbered year. Even number graduates will play a 30-plus group, and Game 2, Game 3 will be the odd-year graduates against the 30-plus group. There is a sign-up form on the Huron Hockey Association Facebook page. Coming up this morning on Dakota Sports Saturday, we'll discuss last night's basketball with Huron Tiger coaches Cody Kaufman and Tim Budenhagen, and we'll also hear some comments from Dr. Dan Swarto, South Dakota High School Activities Association. Kind of summed up the end of the autumn season, and still a shortage of officials out there, by the way. Many interesting thoughts from Mr. Swarto, and that will be coming up this morning as well. That's your Dakota Sports Saturday show, coming up at about 7 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, and first up, it's Huron Tiger girls basketball coach Cody Kaufman. The Tiger Girls moved to 2-0 last night with a 43-39 win over T-Area, and that was after a win over Yankton as well. Rally by T-Area just about got there before Huron made two clutch plays at the end to get the win. And Coach, as we look at those two games, first off, before each specifically, gave up 38 points to Yankton, 39 to T-Area last night. We're playing some D.
Yeah, you know what? Like I said, you know, before the season started, I knew that, you know, we could do a few things differently, you know, on the defensive end with our depth. You know, we've done some full court press, you know, basically setting the man to man on the half court. But, you know, we knew that with what we lost from last year, graduating seniors and the scoring that we've lost, that we weren't sure where all of our scoring would come from. So we knew we had to show up on the defensive end to give us a chance to win games. And, you know, holding both opponents to under 40 points in the first two games, that's exactly what it's done. It's given us a chance to, win basketball games, and we need to continue to do so.
And a part of that, too, is rotation, going four or five girls deep. That's something we didn't really have last year coming off the bench. That keeps girls fresher. And, you know, there's some good scorers out there on Tuesday. The Wolfgram girl coming off a 34-point game for Yankton against Lincoln. I think we held her to 10. And we had a lot of girls spending time on her. We just didn't give the assignment to one girl.
Yeah, you know, with our size, you know, we're all kind of the similar size. You know, we've been switching all screens. So everybody kind of gets put on, you know, their best player. Like you said, on Tuesday, Yankton, the Wolfgram girl, Allie Davis started on her, but obviously switched off her. And then Addie Knight, Maddie Jurgens, you know, I thought our post players did a really good job of switching off on her. Chloe Carr, you know, Abby Harrington. When they switched off on her, you know, they did a good job of keeping her in front and making her shoot tough shots over the top of them. So, you know, it's been a team effort. It's been, with something we talk about every day of practice, you know, not letting the team's best players beat us if, other role players are going to make shots. And we'll live with that. And if they're making a lot of shots, you know, that might be how it goes that night, and we're probably not going to win a basketball game. But we want to take away their number one option and their number two options, you know, and make it tough on them and then see how they react to that.
You know, T-Area last night, we took the lead at the beginning of the second quarter, and, well, got a little hairy there at the end as we had a 13-point lead, and they went on a 13-0 run. And really, it was interesting the way the fourth quarter started. We were up 13, and neither team scored for 3 minutes. It was 5 minutes before T-Area scored, but then they got a flurry going, got a little confidence, got it tied at 39. But again, our girls did not panic, had an out-of-bounds play that worked beautifully to get a layup for Hilton Hines, missed a free throw on the and one, but got the stop then coming back. Might have been a turnover, I can't remember. And then Allison Janes, who's been had a great start here for two games, hit two free throws in clutch time to make it a two-possession game and pretty much put it away.
Yeah, you know, so same thing. You know, they have their best player. I'm actually drawing a blank on the name right now, number 11.
Clayburg,
there you go. She was the only returning starter that they returned off of a state tournament team last year, but she is really good. I think she had 17 in the first game against Sioux City North. So we did a good job with her last night. I think she was 1 of 10 from 3. Now she missed some open looks, but, I think ended up with 9 points. So, again, you know, we took their best player and took her out of it as best we could. So, again, credit to our kids on knowing the scouting report as far as, you know, personnel goes. But, in the fourth quarter there, you know, they pressed us all game long, make or miss. And I thought the first three quarters we did a great job of handling it. I thought we did a great job of attacking it. I thought in the fourth quarter our girls played, you know, not to lose rather than to win. You know, we broke that press for the most part. There was a few times where we didn't get it across, but we broke that press. And then we would, you know, we'd dribble into the corner or dribble on the sideline and pick the ball up. And then they were heavy denying us and we didn't come to the ball, you know, or we left our teammate out to hang, or we threw a lazy bounce pass or whatever and they stole it. So, you know, those are points of emphasis. Obviously this next week coming into practice, but they have been, you know, of you utilizing your dribble the best you can. You know, and if you're attacking, dribbling back out of it, you know, and we didn't do that in the fourth quarter last night.
You know, and I was thinking back, you know, only two seniors on the team, Allison Janes and Maddie Jurgens, and one thing in common, they're both coming off ACLs. Now, Allison's was 2 years ago. Maddie's was last January. And you can, Allison Janes, you can just tell a difference between this year and last year.
Well, I've said it a few times, and maybe I've even said it to you, but and the amount of work that she's put in the third, you know, this being my third year that I've seen, and especially after her ACL, you know, I know that coming back last year, you know, off of her ACL, it slowed her down a little bit. And, you know, just to gain that confidence, which I've never been through an injury like that, you know, and so I don't know what the mental, you know, the mental aspect of it is, but I know she went through a lot and just getting ready to go. So, and the time that she's put in this summer, you know, and then even this fall because she doesn't play volleyball was, I mean, it was a lot of time, and she deserves to have this, you know, success. And we're seeing the hard work pay off, and that's what's nice, you know, and that's a message to a lot of, you know, a lot of kids, you know, and you see it all over in the college world right now where, you know, people are transferring because they don't get to play and this and that. You know, Allison Janes, you know, she played freshman as a freshman and sophomore as a sophomore and JV as a junior and got 10-12 minutes of varsity coming off the bench last year, and she's just stuck it out and she's kept working, and now she's a starter and she's our second leading scorer, you know. So it's nice to see that success. It's nice to see things like that work out. And then, you know, me and you had a conversation about Maddie Jurgens off the, you know, off the air, and you know, she's never going to fill up a stat sheet with points, rebounds, assists, but when you watch the film, you know she's going to be in the right spots. You know she's going to run the plays right. She's communicating. She's talking. You know, for being 5'2", I think she had 4 rebounds last night. You know, so she understands the game. And, I mean, you really wouldn't tell that she tore her ACL still less than a year ago. You know, I think it was January of 2024.
Yeah, it was sometime in January. I remember that.
It was the second Brookings game, you know, at the arena this in, you know, last season. So, you know, again, credit to her for her rehab and, you know, getting back in it. And, you know, we need everybody every night, and we've surely had those two the first two games.
You know, and then Haley Rogers also stepped up, did not play in the for the varsity against Yankton, but then came in, played some valuable minutes, second and third quarter, hit 2 threes. The second one in the third quarter is when we really got on the run to build the lead. And basically you said she adds two things. She's tenacious on defense, and she can shoot from deep.
Yeah, you know, and I put her in with, I think, you know, 15, 20 seconds left in the first quarter, and it was more of a, you know, just to get a breather, and I knew that we were on defense and she could play good defense for one possession, and, you know, she did just that, but she hit that shot then, and, you know, sometimes you just got to, you know, you found a hot hand and you got to kind of go with it, you know, and that's what we did last night. And, again, that's been the message all year is, you know, we're going to play the girls that, you know, are showed up and are ready for that night. And that doesn't mean you're not going to get your chance the next night, but you got to be ready to go and show me that, you know, you have what it takes that night. And Haley was ready, you know, and she played great defense. She hit those 2 threes. And when you look back on it, when you win a game by 4, you know, and you have someone that comes in off the bench and hits 2 threes and gives you, you know, there's the difference right there, you know. So credit to her for being ready. That's the message to everyone, you know, whether you've played in the first two games or you haven't, I've got to be ready to go every night. And that's the glory and the beauty of the depth that we have this year.
And then finally, just one girl we really haven't mentioned, and that's Hilton Hines, a leading scorer that was back from last year, leading scorer so far through two games this year. And, you know, if a team knows something about Huron, they're going to start their scouting report with Hilton every night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's amazing. You know, you look up at the score, you know, the scores last night, and Hilton has 16 again, and I wouldn't have guessed that, you know, and I know that if you ask Hilton right now, you know, and this is credit to her, but you know that she's saying that she isn't playing her best basketball right now. You know, she's missed some free throws that she's frustrated with, you know, not shooting the ball as well as she'd like, and she's still averaging 15, 16 points a game, you know, so she's going to put in the work. You know, she's tough as there is, I mean, offensively and defensively. She's no doubt our leader on the court. She knows that, you know, and I know in the fourth quarter when we're turning the ball over a little bit and she's getting frustrated and, you know, but we, you know, she ran off that out of bounds play and cut hard, and, you know, that's who we wanted the ball in her hands. And we, you know, she made the layup and gave us the lead. And then, you know, she, You know, had the block at the very last possession of the game, you know. So when the lights get the brightest, that's when Hilton's going to show up, and that's what she did again last night.
So 2-0 after 1 week of the season, three games next week, so kind of a grueling schedule, but you'd probably rather have that grueling schedule earlier in the season. So home against Brookings on Tuesday, the Rapid City Schools next weekend. Brookings, they had a huge comeback, down 20, came back to win in overtime against Watertown last night. I know you got a pretty much a personal scouting report on that, but you know, that's you know, Brookings, I think you said last night, they brought just about everybody back from last year. Logan Smith, I believe, going to Southwest State to play basketball next year. You know, that's a team on an upward swing.
Yeah, you know, I think all three of their seniors are going to play college sport. You know, like you said, Logan Smith's going to, you know, Southwest Minnesota State to play basketball. But I think Burns and
Kimber Byes, I believe,
they're going to play softball at SDSU. So, you know, so they're athletes, you know, and then they bring back their, you know, two juniors that start as well. McClegan's daughter is one, and then Macy Even. So they're going to bring a little bit more size to the table than we've seen the first two games, which is a new challenge for us because we all know that we don't have a lot of size. But, you know, they're going to be very good, and you know, you just got to – it doesn't matter how you win in this world and in our league, it's tough to win anytime, and they pulled off a win no matter what the, you know, what it looked like the first three quarters or the first, you know, three and a half quarters or whatever. They won the game, and that they'll gain some confidence from that, and that was their first game, you know, those first game jitters and shooting the basketball and everything. So they're going to come in ready to go as well. So another challenge. I told the girls another step up the ladder, and we got to be ready to go.
So, hey, 2-0, so far so good.
Yeah, it feels good to be 2-0. You know, I know in the last couple of years we've let that second game slip away from us a little bit, but again, credit to the girls, you know, being up 13 and letting that lead slip away and hanging on in the last minute and score the 4 points in the fourth quarter when he needed them most, and walk away with another win and turn around and get ready for Brookings on Tuesday.
Cody Kaufman, head coach here on Tiger Girls Basketball, 2-0 after a 43-39 win over T Area last night. We'll be back on Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, 8:21, as we now talk with Huron Tiger boys basketball coach Tim Budenhagen. Tigers ranked number 4 in the preseason poll, but fell 69-63 to T Area last night. Only had one lead during the course of the game, and coach, probably a few lessons learned from last night. Guys have got to realize, you know, everybody's ready, and you got to be ready to go.
Well, we had too many mental breakdowns, both offensively and defensively. Going back, we had four miscommunications where we could have switched or stayed. Both our guys go with one guy, and then they hit three threes on that and an easy deuce in the fourth quarter. That's 11 points. Missed 8 layups, missed 6 free throws. That's 16, that's 22 points. So we give them 13. We don't get the 22 on the layups and the missed free throws. Really, you know, we follow at the end of the third quarter. That gives them another deuce. We missed 2 of 4 down the stretch in free throws. So when Miles hits his last three, it really should be, we're either up two or we should be tied. But, you know, those things happen. Reminds me of 04, and we talked about that all week. We believed our press clippings. Pierre came in, knocked us off because they were more physical. They went to the basket. We relied too much on the three-pointer, and I thought that's what happened last night as well. We only had two guys go to the free throw line. They had eight. They were the aggressor. They deserved the win. They had a nice game plan. They doubled Blake. We kind of got caught standing instead of cutting to the middle of the lane for an easy deuce. But we had some guys that uncharacteristically didn't attack the rim last night.
You know, and that was the thing. You made a comment last night, too, that almost looked like at times we're kind of sitting around waiting for Blake and Anderson Porish to do things. And, we do have losses off of last year, and you're looking for combinations right now. What's going to work?
Well, we got big losses last year. You know, we were really good defensively last year up front. We showed that we weren't very good defensively last night because we allowed the ball to get to the middle of the lane. Time and time again, that was our main focus for the last 2 weeks, is we cannot give up middle penetration. But we were undersized at three or four positions last night. I know it's hard to believe when you're 6'6 and 6'9, but we were physically outmanned at three positions last night, and they were able to overpower us in those three positions, and we got to try to get that fixed. Luckily, we have another kid coming back next Friday, which will help out a ton. It'll provide us with a little bit more size in the inside, a little bit more sturdier body. We're going to get better, which is a good thing. It's just a tough time to suffer a loss, but there's nobility in struggle. We struggled last night. We got some work to do. We realize that, and we'll be a lot better down the stretch.
You know, I said the combinations are the main thing. Who works with what? And you were kind of doing a little mad scientist thing there a bit with the combinations. You know, down the stretch there, you kind of settled with Miles Elwine, Kleinsasser. I almost said Tyler Kleinsasser coming in as well, and just a few guys like that didn't really know where they would fit into the rotation. You just knew you wanted to give them a chance.
Well, we got three starters coming back.
Yeah.
And then Trey's played some last year, so he's got a little bit of experience. So we got four guys with experience. We don't have a ton of experience other than that. Really, most of those guys haven't played varsity basketball. They got a good taste of it last night. Again, we're going to sift through a lot of different combinations early, and we're going to be a lot different team, come March. We can't win a state championship in December. You just learn in December, and we're learning, and we learned the hard way. So we just got to come back ready to go on Sunday night, get some work in, and then hopefully prepare for Brookings.
You know, as you look ahead now, it's a three-game week next week, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. You mentioned Brookings. Watertown beat them pretty handily last night. But I guess in talking about Brookings, your bottom line is you're still trying to figure out your scouting report on the Huron Tigers.
Yeah, we got to get better. Defensively, we really got to get better.
Yeah, 69 points. A defensive-minded coach doesn't like that.
No, and it's the two guys that we knew about. One, Wabenga was a shooter. We let him have 3-3. We knew Smythe could get to the rim. He got to the rim. Those guys had 35 of the 69. But it's the same old song and dance from last year. We always let the two best players or their best players score, and we couldn't stop them.
A little like our Watertown matchups last year.
Well, absolutely. And, Brandon in the first round of the state tournament. I mean, they gouged us inside, and then when we doubled, they kicked it out. They hit timely threes. Well, same thing happened last night. We allow T area to get into the middle of the lane. They kick it out. They hit timely threes. I mean, I know there was a couple. One was a really lucky bounce where it hit the right-hand side of the rim. Rolled in, one hit the back of the iron, sat on the rim, and then rolled in. But they made their own luck. We sat back and let things happen to us. And when you let things happen to you, you get beat.
You know, it was a nice rally in the fourth quarter, and that was the good news. The kids got themselves some momentum finally, kind of behind freshman Miles Elwine with three threes there to begin the fourth quarter. But on the other hand, you don't want to be digging yourself out of a 14-point hole.
Yeah, it should have never been that. You know, should have never gotten that position. But we compounded the problems ourselves. We'd cut the lead to 4 or 5, miss a layup, miscommunication down at the other end. They get a three. Miss a layup, nobody back on defense, they get an easy layup. We just compounded things ourselves. Fortunately, all the things that we were talking about are fixable. So we got to get to work tomorrow night and then put a better product on the floor on Tuesday night.
So just wrap it up with this, you know, just jump in feet first here. Would it be not almost be nice if we could play again tonight, like back in 03-04, bottom line yard. But three games next week, three chances to show some improvement. Brookings and the two Rapid City schools. So, and then it's the holiday break. That's the bad thing about the calendar rollover. You don't get to play a lot. Then all of a sudden, you're off and practicing again.
Well, I think that the holiday break would be good for us because we add some pieces now. Mm-hmm. To our team, and we got to figure out how that's all going to work as well. And again, we're trying to piece together some things. We got tons of bodies out there. We just got to piece together some things, and then when you get a couple more pieces, now you're a whole different team again. So next week will be interesting because, you know, obviously we play Brookings, and we get a couple pieces back for the weekend. So again, we'll be mad scientists trying to piece together some lineups.
Tim Budnagan, head coach here on Tigers, dropped their opener last night to a T area. Now Brookings at home Tuesday, then the Rapid City schools on the road Friday, Saturday before we hit the holiday break.